Hey everybody, and welcome to Connect and Grow on this amazing Friday. How are you? So we're just having a little bit of a slower time with our intro. We're going to be working on that a little bit more. You've gotta love technology, right? So today our topic is all about working through self-care. We're going to talk about burnout. We're going to talk about the different types of burnout. And hopefully by the end of the show, you'll have some strategies that can help you minimize those burnout times and those feelings of burnout. Now, burnout happens in every industry, and here in Australia at the moment, there's a huge, huge, huge focus on making sure that businesses have their wellness programs, not only there, that they've created them or they've worked with a consultant or somebody to help create them. And we at Break Free, we do a bit of that work. But not only that, but that they actually implement them, you know, so that staff can actually say, yeah, okay, you know, I know what strategies are in place if I'm starting to feel a little bit stressed, or that managers can say, all right, guys, you know, every Friday we're going to have a coffee catch up. It's not compulsory, you know, especially for those that work from home a lot. So if people are still working from home and you're not actually in the work environment, getting up and, you know, having a bit of a stretch and moving around, because often when you're home, you're in one place. And you're not there physically with your colleagues. And part of workplace positivity, workplace well-being is connection to other people. So not only is it important for you as if you're a business owner or as an employee to have access to a well-being program, it's important that it's implemented, reviewed regularly to see if it's still working, what's working, what's not. How can we do it better? What does the latest research say with well-being in the workplace? And how do we as a work environment, whether you're a sole trader, an independent, a company, whatever size your business is, that you have something. Now, I am a company, and I have a well-being program. Sometimes I forget to implement it because it is me and I have neurodivergent traits. So sometimes my ADHD has me hyper focused on something, and it can be really easy for me to remember to eat, because it's like, right, I'll just do these 20 policies and then I'll have a break. But that leads into something else. Or while I'm working on that one thing, I get an email that attracts my attention, or I get a chat request, or I get a phone call, and I get a bit distracted. And then I'm like, oh, I've got to get back and get this job done. Or I don't answer the phone, or I don't answer the email. And then when I'm finished what I'm doing, because I'm hyper-focused on it, I then go through and read through all the emails and listen to the messages, and then I start returning all of those, which I forgot to have a break. And it's purely because of the level of focus that a lot of people, especially those who are ADHD, have that trait, have that ability to be that hyper-focused. So when that occurs, what's really important is to have alarms or tools or strategies, and alarms are one of them, to and this is what I do. On my alarm, it will say time to eat, or it will say time to go, so I forgot to do that, or stop, rest, walk outside. Like, so my alarm is not just a sound, but there's a message in there that reminds me of why I've set this alarm and what we're doing. That's one little strategy to make sure that self-care is part of my day, whether it is in like the work day or the day that like I might be spring cleaning the house. And once again, I'll get in a room and I'll get hyper fixated on what I'm doing, and rather than sticking to the objective, it just kind of grows. And I don't know about you, but if I'm cleaning out a space and say I'm in this space and I'm like, oh man, there's that candle I was always looking for. I forgot what I'd put it there. Right. And so, and this isn't the space where candles belong. So you take the candle and you go to the space where the candles belong and you go to put the candle away and you notice that something sitting there that shouldn't be sitting there and you start to sort that out. And before you know it, you don't have one space organized. You have every space chaotic. And one of the things, that many of us with neurodivergent traits is that we want the structure, but if we've got ADHD, so the autism likes the structure, but the ADHD is more prone to, let's call it, flexibility and go with the flow. So these are some of the things that can lead to burnout. Now, I'm not going to go into the ADHD burnout right now because I want to just bring it back a little bit and let's have a bit of a stretch and really welcome in Fridays with this little tune that I really like, this one. It's, and we are working on getting you some, so I'm talking with some local artists. When I say local, they're around the world actually. Some artists that have got their music and seeing how we can bring their music on to part of our show as well, help them get a little bit more, exposure and you get a little bit of, different songs and breaking up just me talking. So I want to play this song called Happy Moments. It only goes for a bit over a minute. So let's have a listen to this one. Okay, so there's a reason I chose that. In it, there is so much happening in that piece of music. And the reason I chose it is, one, because of the title, but two, because that song is either really great for somebody or it's actually really triggering and annoying, right? And it really depends on the mood you're in right now. It also depends on what else is happening for you in your life. And it also depends on, what is going on in your energy and around you. So there's so many different factors with that one piece of music, whether you like it or you don't. All right. Now there's no right or wrong. It's just like universally, it's what is correct for you. And this is where your self-care and minimizing burnout in your life is going to look different for every person. So if you're a business owner and you're wanting your staff to be the best they can be at every given moment, that's going to look differently for different people. So let's take a step into defining, what does burnout mean and look like for people? Like, what is it? Have you experienced burnout? And what happened for you? And what was that form of treatment that you had that worked? Now, burnout is effectively what it says, it's like you've gone to the point of exhaustion, and it's often mental, physical, emotional burnout. But sometimes the signs and symptoms that you're heading into burnout or you're in the pre-burnout stage get missed or they get played down. So an example of that is that somebody might say, look, I'm feeling really tired all the time. It doesn't matter how much I sleep. I'm still tired. I'm doing my best to go out and spend time with the family or the friends or whatever, but I'm getting to the point where I'm just so tired. I'm not even enjoying that. And I'm working long hours because, this is my business or this is a job I love, and I really want to get that promotion, so I'm working really hard and I'm really, really committed. And people will go, yeah, everybody feels that. Don't worry, it will pass. That dismissive attitude of it happens to everybody at some point. Just get over it, have a drink, don't have a drink, like whatever it is. It's usually advice that people are given based on their experience or their knowledge. And as I say to people, nobody can give you all the answers all of the time. They can't actually say to you, hey, this is what burnout looks like, 100%, because it looks different for everybody. But and this is what we talk about in my book, I'm a Person, Not a Label, is that we have to start somewhere. And often that title, that label of burnout, and then there is symptoms that you may or may not experience. And then the treatment plan is dependent on the symptoms that you display and where you are at with the level of those. Now, severe burnout, and I'm not talking about ADHD burnout because that's something else completely. It's a different type of burnout. But a person who is working really hard, and feeling some stress and anxiety that could be triggered in the workplace or it could be triggered in their personal life, starts to have interrupted sleep, which contributes to the fatigue and energy levels. Now, once fatigue and energy levels start to appear, then it's actually harder in a lot of cases to stick to a nutritional diet unless you love cooking, right? So one of the first things that goes often, this is what people have shared with me, what I've seen over the years in my nursing career and personal training, and remembering that everything that we share here is general advice. So if you're experiencing any of these things that we talk about, please seek professional help. Like, please go and speak to a professional. If you need to have some blood tests or whatever, please go ahead and do that. Speak to a professional that can actually sit and listen to your personal experience and signs and symptoms that they can work with you one to one. So what happens is that when we become fatigued and lacking energy, we struggle at times to then choose a nutritional meal unless it's like unless you get your energy from cooking and shopping. So sometimes it's easier just to order in. And often when you order in, it's not as nutritional as it could be. And so now you're just eating because you have to eat. You're trying to boost your energy levels, but you're feeling really tired. You've ordered in. And that then impacts your bank account because often ordering in is more expensive than shopping and cooking, case by case scenario as well. So sometimes it can be cheaper. I don't know, depends. So now you're ordering in more and you're still feeling tired, so you're not exercising like you were. So when you're starting to go into burnout, your emotions are impacted as well. So you may find yourself experiencing a little bit of anger, a little bit of frustration, which starts to get bigger. You might find or notice that you're feeling teary, but you can't quite explain why you're feeling teary. You just are. And these are things that then start to compound if you're not doing some form of exercise, so taking care of your physical body. If you're not doing something that takes care of your mind, so actually relaxing and just tuning out, it's important to know that you and all of us require time where we just sit and do not much at all. Maybe read a book, listen to music, go for a walk on the beach, catch up with friends. These are things that can give us energy. In the disability sector, in particular, and in health, so education, health, and disability, they're all industries where there's a really high burnout rate. And a big part of it is the workload. So especially for support workers in the disability sector, the expectation to be available on call, the stress of, yes, I'm casual, I've got these shifts. Oh, nope, today I'm not working because the shift's been cancelled for whatever reason. Now I'm worried about how I'm going to pay for food or school or whatever. If you've got a family, you're going to try and balance that with casual work as well. So you might end up working, with a couple of different businesses to try and get the income that you require. You're in and out of the car, you're in and out of the house, and then you're going in and working with people who have their own challenges, and you're going in there to support them, which is your job, so you should show up ready to go and support them. But at the same time, it can be hard work and exhausting work, the same as working in a really busy ED or on the ward where you've got a lot of patients that are the patients are being discharged, and as fast as they're being discharged, they're being admitted, and you're just like, oh, I haven't even had morning tea. I don't know the last time I went to the bathroom, because you're there, you're on, you're working. And I'm not saying that burnout doesn't happen in a job that's sitting in an office, because it can as well. But the bigger contributing factor is the constant on the go, the constant being present and on for other people. And then, especially in support working community and even community nursing, is if you're not got work colleagues that you actually connect with. So in the hospital, on a lunch break, fair chance when you go into the tea room, there's going to be someone else there that you may or may not have a conversation with. But you have an opportunity to interact with a work colleague, without it being all about work. When you work for yourself, or you are working in the home and you don't have those work colleagues because it's you and the person you're working with, and you then leave that job and go to another one, you're not actually interacting with work colleagues. And this can contribute to burnout. So it's the type of work you're doing, the type of stress you've got in your life, what your diet looks like, because often your diet and your exercise go out the window when you're tired, which then impacts your sleep habits, which then starts to create a cycle of where you are almost constantly on, but at the same time, you just want it to stop. Now, when your emotions come into play, it makes it a little bit harder for you to really stop and see with clarity. And this is where it's important to seek professional advice. So I'm just going to let all that land. That's a lot of information. And I'm just going to let that land. And we're going to have a listen to this song. I haven't actually played this song before. So let's have a little listen to it. It's called Upbeat Summer Party. Let's give it a go. We'll see if we like it or not, hey? We'll just have a listen to this one. Upbeat summer party. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. What do you think? So we've just had a comment from Caitlin, and Caitlin's saying that she's had burnout, experienced burnout, and she is she's shared that she's a disability support worker and found that working different hours and also working with a variety of people contributed to her burnout. It does. When you are required to constantly adapt the way you do things as part of your job, which is what you accept with the job role. And Caitlin, thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate you listening in and being part of the show. It's great. So one of the things that happens is that when we have to keep changing a lot to fit into an environment and we don't have a lot of workplace support, because it could be because we're independent person, or it could be because you're part of a company, but you really don't have any company connection because it's just you going out doing your job and then you go home. So there's no like home base, there's no social getting together, there's a lot of things that you're not doing. And one of these things is that we are human beings, so we love to connect with other people, right? We love to be part of this connection. And so it's really important that if you are an independent or a sole trader, especially even a nurse that's going out and doing community care, really not going back to a home base, just working from home, you leave home, you go do your job, you go home again. If you work from home, it's really important that you have in your daily routines time where you can just be you. And if you don't want to talk to anyone because you're all talked out, that is okay. That you can put on music that you actually enjoy and dance around to it. Move your body. Who cares whether you're really good at dancing or not? Just have fun with it. Move your body the way you can and create this different energy movement. Now, some people may or may not agree with this, but we are energy beings. We have molecules and atoms, and we're cellular, and in our brains there's electrode messages going off all the time, you know, so like the wiring system, hard wiring system up there, that there's electrodes and there's messages and there's stimuli, and you can Google this, YouTube it, there's videos on all of this. Now, depending on how your brain is wired and how you get the messages and how you process the messages and then how you take action, impacts your ability to even acknowledge if you are actually in burnout or not. Because as I said at the beginning, Often when we start to share signs of early burnout, we go, oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm so tired all the time. I'm feeling grumpy. And people are going to turn around, like 100%. And I've seen this in social media groups. People go, I think I'm burnt out. And people go, nah, you're just fine. We all do this. We all experience this. Now, that might have meant to be in a supportive statement, but it can also be dismissive. And if we feel that we're going to be dismissive of people, then what can happen, and I've seen this happen, is that people go, oh yeah, everybody gets this. It's normal. Okay. You're normal. It's fine. You know, whatever normal means. We all get a bit tired. Yep. It's not a big deal. Just keep moving, get on with it, move on with life. That, like, it's not a big deal at all. But it could be. It seriously could be a big deal for that person. So we've touched on the broader topics or headings of burnout. So fatigue that doesn't get better. Noticing dietary changes. Noticing mood changes. Noticing that you're more thinking of calling in sick for work than you are excited about going to work. So that ratio of how many times do I wake up and go, oh, I've got to go to work today. Yeah, no, I have no energy. Yeah, but I've got to pay the bills. All right. And you get up. Now, at this point, when you keep doing this and you can't shake it off, especially if you work on your own, if you don't have a morning team, how are you? Even if you don't feel like saying that, but you've got the opportunity to connect with other people online. If you don't have that opportunity, you're just going to the person that you work with and you're like, oh God, I've got to go here. And oh man, now look, there's roadworks and now I'm going to be late. And all you can see is everything going wrong. It's a really good time to stop and ask yourself, do I need a break? Do I need a break? What do I love about this job? And do I need a break? And I've noticed that it's at this point where a lot of people get in and share this in social media groups. Oh, I've just noticed I'm not really enjoying my job anymore. And every time I'm going to this one person, there's always a problem. There's always something wrong. And I don't want to complain because they're really nice people, and they're using social media as their support community. And as we know in social media, you're going to get a variety of answers. So I encourage you that, yes, while social media can be great for a lot of things, that if you're starting to question, especially if you're an independent or a sole trader, oh, I don't know if I can keep doing this, then please either talk to a trusted friend rather than get, you know, 2,000 opinions. Talk to a friend that you can trust, always maintaining confidentiality, and then maybe pop off to the doctors and have a bit of a checkup. It could be that you just have a regular blood test, and it could be that your iron levels are low, which are contributing to this. Or your blood test could be quite good and there's another problem going on. But it's really important that if you notice any signs of early burnout, that you get onto it. As a person who has ADHD, I go, go, go. I've always got something on the go. I've always got something new going on. There's never a moment where there isn't anything that I can or could be doing. And for me to stop, there's never a complete stop, even in my sleep, because of the way my brain is wired. And what happens is that I'm always thinking ahead, but and because I have a bit of a vision thing that I can see ahead, and I work out, ooh, what would be the problem of doing that or seeing it, you know, so I can often see potential issues, concerns that we can address soon. But to get organized, so if you said to me, right, we're going on a road trip in 3 weeks, you know, work out what you're going to take and things like that, I'll do that like 3 days before, because the action taking is a little harder. It's like, I know that that's what we're doing, but it's not here right now. So for me, the processing happens, but the action is often delayed. But once we get into the action phase, then it doesn't stop. And then I'm trying to process an action, which doesn't work in my brain, the way my brain is wired. I've got to do one or the other. And I'm not the only one. A lot of people have that as well. So that they are part of the neurodivergent traits, which you may or may not experience. A person with autism, ADHD, will always sit in a processing and then doing phase. So it's process, doing, not both together. A lot of people can process new information and be packing for their trip and plan out their trip and start packing for their trip weeks in advance. Often, a person with autism traits will struggle with that change of routine because, nope, we get up and we do this and we do it in this timely manner. And that is how it works because I know how much energy is required for me to do each of those steps in that particular order. And the ADHD comes in and is like, yeah, no, we might try and jazz that up a little bit, or actually, no, I've got no energy for even that today. So when you're dealing with that all the time, you're using up a lot more energy. So burnout can be more common, but it looks a little bit different. So burnout will be complete exhaustion, brain fog, and remembering it looks different for everybody. In some cases, it goes into a state of hyperactivity before it comes into a crashing. I can't even move. I couldn't even make a coffee, even if you brought the coffee machine to me in bed. Yeah, still wouldn't be able to do it. So the emotions are often high. Mistakes are made. So, for example, some people with neurodivergent traits who have some dyslexia, so no, it's just a little bit, is amplified when they're exhausted. Their sentence structure changes. Their ability to actually type out what they want to say can be hard. So it's easier to speak it, or for others, it's easier to type it than speak it. It depends on the person and where they're at. So it's important that you know your traits, you know your strengths, you know your triggers, you know your signs of burnout and fatigue and when to seek professional help. Whilst sharing on social media can be an amazing resource and really great, remembering that very rarely is a doctor going to give you input on social media, and very rarely will a lawyer or an accountant or anyone else like that give you actual advice in a Facebook group on social media. And they could be the person that you actually need to go and speak with. Now, why did I mention the lawyer and the accountant, so to speak? It's because those professionals, especially when you're running your own business, are sometimes people that can make your life so much easier, which can help you manage your stress levels, manage your energy levels, and help you to feel that you can do this and that you can achieve the goals that you want for your business. Okay? So it's really interesting when we stop and identify what our triggers are, our signs and symptoms for us. It's really important to sit and think about what you do when they occur. And also, if you need to change your job, your approach, your mindset. So sometimes coaching can help as well. As we move into Friday a little more, I always encourage people to share a win for the week. And the reason I get people to do this, whether it's my coaching clients, whether it's if we run an event, I always bring it up. I say, I want to know one win for your week. Like, what is it? Even if we're running it on a Monday, I go, what is your win for last week? When we focus on what is working in our life, it can help us to see more of that. There are people that are naturally happy and don't get stressed. So burnout isn't as problematic. It can occur, but it's a little less likely. Then there's people that are happy being sad, right? So there's people that are just the happiest seeing the problems of the world and sharing those problems with us. Like they just excel at it. They absolutely, yeah. Did you see the petrol prices have gone up again? Right. Okay. Yep, right, good to be aware of that. Yeah, did you see that this happened? No, but thanks for sharing. You know, they're just really happy to tell us all the bad news. Then there's people that have a little bit of balance in their life, but they could feel and do better with a little more balance. So when we have a stressful day, and I'd love for you to notice this the next time you're with somebody and you've got a really stressful day. You've had a really stressful day, you're really tired, and everything, it felt like everything went wrong. It probably didn't, but that's how it felt. And you're now home or you're maybe out with a friend and you're going, oh, my day just sucked. I mean, man, there was roadworks, so I was late. Then I decided, look, I'm going to drive through and get coffee, and they gave me tea instead. And, oh, did you take it back? No, I didn't have time to take it back because I'm running late. Oh, yeah, you told me that. You know, and everything is going wrong according to this person. Got to the supermarket, they didn't have the jam I wanted or whatever it is. And you're sharing this story. And it is a story. It's an experience, but it's also a story. And your energy as you're sharing this is like really exhausting to the person listening. It's like, wow, that was a really tough day. Now, so depending on your energy as the person and your mindset and your ability to separate things, if you're listening to somebody that's sharing with you that they've had a really bad day and like their energy is like, yeah, everything, it just sucked. It was really, really bad. And their tonality is letting you know how bad it is. And you're this kind of person that goes, wow. And now you're taking on their energy of their bad day and you're starting to feel for them. It's like, wow, I'm really sorry that you had this kind of day. A couple of things happen. You could be that person that kind of absorbs that negative emotion and you're then left sitting there going, wow, I'm just tired thinking about it and listening to it. And now you've noticed that your energy is starting to change and it's falling down. And it's like, okay, how do we deal with this? Like, what do we do with this information? And this is where you get to make a choice. Okay, so this is where you as a person listening, but also if you're the person telling the story, that you get a choice. How much as the listener do you actually want to hear before you go, man, I'm sorry you had such a bad day. So maybe changing the topic a bit, so acknowledging it, but then changing the topic. And then you as the person telling the story about how bad your day was and every single detail, how are you feeling sharing this? Now, if you're the person that is feeling better as you share it and that shows in like, you know, you sit there and go, yeah, I've had a really bad day and this happened and that. And the person goes, that's not good. Like, yeah, okay. And then suddenly you go, but you know what? It's really good sitting out here by the sun, you know, watching the sunset by the beach. You know, you're here. It's really great. Like, yeah, you know, and I'm looking at this menu and I'm thinking some of this actually sounds really good. Let's get something to eat. Like, and if you can change it, so they're sharing your bad day and staying in the energy of it, which contributes to burnout long term, or there's the ability to share that you've had a bad day and then see the positives. And when you start to focus on those positives, you then start to retrain your brain a little bit to seeing more positive. So you can share the crap, you can share the negative, you can share how it's feeling, how it's made you feel. But when you can pick up a positive for the day with some gratitude, it actually helps you to create more of those moments. And then you start to not overly normalize, but it's like, yeah, it was a bad day. That's all it was. It was a series of events that made me feel this way, but it's done now. And having an ability to focus more on, I learned this in this time. So, you know what I learned today with all the stuff that went wrong? I learned that I have amazing patience. Let go, me. And when you can do more of that, you're actually creating a balance in your life so that you can minimize your burnout, because the positive energy, the positive emotions, the positive self-talk help your serotonin levels. And when your serotonin levels are rising, it's like sunshine. Sunshine and light raise serotonin levels. Darkness depletes them because there's not a lot of serotonin going on. And the more that you can have those feel-good hormones and serotonin levels and things like that naturally, the easier it is that when there is a stressor, when there is a problem, when there is a crap day, you can then go, you know what? It happened, and I don't need to keep retelling the story. And these tools can help you to minimize your stress levels. So the corticosteroids and the cortisol steroids, sorry, and the adrenaline that is happening when you're stressed, like, because it can be a fight flight response. The more you sit in that, the more your adrenals are getting fatigued, and that's also contributing to burnout. So let's just recap a little bit. Life and challenges happen, and some people have more challenges in life than others. But it's how you approach those challenges, and then it's how you approach the really success stories as well, the really great positive days. That makes a difference to whether or not you're going to go into burnout, because everybody has the ability to go into burnout. So whether you go into burnout or not, and then whether you recognize the early signs and symptoms of burnout for you, and then the action that you take when it happens. Minimizing and saying, yeah, everybody has a bad day. That's life. Get over it. That might be your approach to it, but it might not work for someone else. It could send them into other emotional thoughts and emotional states. So if you have a colleague, or if you have if you see on a social media in a group that somebody's going, I think I'm in burnout. I love my participants, but I can't stand my job anymore, and I'm so tired all the time and all of this. You know, as they call it, tough love doesn't always work. Sometimes tough love is a trigger for creating a bigger problem. So if someone is expressing this, then maybe say to them, you know, have you had a holiday recently? Like, are you taking care of you? Can you share with me even one good thing that's happened, just to get them to think a little bit more? You know, have you been to your doctor? Like, what's going on? Is there other stuff going on? Because unless you're a psychologist, and Facebook groups aren't the best place to have the whole conversation, but sometimes just saying to somebody, hey, I acknowledge, you know, this is a tough gig sometimes, and sometimes we have tough days, and sometimes those tough days feel like they keep going on. So if you're questioning whether you're in burnout or not, you may be. Well, I don't know. I can't tell you whether you are or not, but have you thought of having a chat to your doctor or a counselor or a friend? about what's going on to get some clarity about how you're feeling. And when was the last time that you had a break? And when was the last time that you went out and it wasn't connected to work and you had a good time? And the answers to these don't so much matter to you as to the person taking another positive action step to seek some professional help to support them. Self-care is extremely important, whether you are a business owner, whether you are an employee, whether you are a mom or dad at home, whether you're a student. It does not matter who you are. It does not matter what titles you may connect to. It is important for everyone to have strategies and tools to take care of self and to recognize your traits, your signs of I'm not coping as much as I normally do. And gratitude is one tool. You know, I often do a challenge, a 30-day challenge, and it's express at least two things that you're grateful for every single day. It can be, I'm so grateful that I could get out of bed today. That's a win. That's a gratitude that's important to somebody. It could be, I'm so grateful that I have a job even though I'm tired. Right? I've had that one before. But sharing your gratitude, even if it's to yourself, listening to music that makes you feel alive and great, reading a book that makes you feel good, going to the beach or a bushwalk or a run or a bike ride, so important. A coffee with a friend, and sometimes even a hug for some people can make a huge difference. Some people don't like to be touched, so not getting a hug can be making their day. Like, it could be that. So burnout is something that is happening with a lot of people. And it's something to be mindful of, to get to know yourself, your body, your mind, your responses, and identifying early so that you can get the right help and support to either stop it progressing any further or to move forward from it. So each Friday, and it doesn't have to be Friday, I just choose Friday, but, you know, choose a day of the week that you're going to stop and say, yes, I'm going to identify two wins of this week. And I'd love for you right now to take a moment to identify two wins for you for this week. What are they? Now, it doesn't, you don't have to share them with anybody. Oh, Bianca has shared hers. Thanks, Bianca, for sharing. So Bianca has said that her two wins for this week was one, and I thank you for this, finding this show and this podcast. So thank you, Bianca, for that. And her other one is that she's expressing gratitude that she has a roof over her head and that she got a new job. Go, Bianca. Congratulations. That's awesome. Acknowledging at least one to two wins a week, and then if you choose, you can celebrate them. If not, it doesn't matter. But acknowledging them can help you to go, you know what? I was feeling like everything was falling apart. I was feeling so tired. But now that I've stopped to think about it, I've got this and this. And then sometimes the list just grows, right? And when you can do more of that, that helps you with your serotonin. It helps you to keep a little bit more perspective. Now, doing that is easier for some people than other people. And as I said, some people are happy being sad, so to speak. Like, they're like, yeah, my life sucks, but that's what it is. And I'm like, right. I met a man once at a cafe and I said, you know, so how's your day going? Yeah, you know, it's damn cold or it's damn hot, like, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay, how's your meal? Like, I was thinking of getting that. And he goes, yeah, I wouldn't bother. And I'm like, right, okay, I'm done with this conversation. And I went, oh, okay, no worries. any particular reason why. Nah, just wouldn't bother with it. I went, righto, thanks for that. And I remember the waitress came up to me and she goes, yeah, and he'll eat it all and he'll tip us. So it's just him. That's just how he is. And I went, oh, right. Okay. And as I ordered my meal, and he said to me at one point, he goes, yeah, so how's your eggs? And I went, yeah, they're really good. And he goes, so you're just one of those cheery people, are you? And I went, oh, yeah, no, not all the time. Nope. Sometimes I just don't want to talk to anybody. I'm a bit too grumpy for that. And he's like, oh, right. And I ended up going to that cafe like a couple of times, in a row. And every time I happened to be there, he happened to be there. And we ended up every single time, like sitting near each other. And this one day, like, and it was kind of the same conversation. How are you going? Oh, yeah, you know. Okay, cool. And then one day, I think it was like the second last visit, he said to me, he goes, because we've exchanged names now, is, you know what, Jackie, I used to come here on a regular basis, then I stopped, then I came back and I met you. And I went, right. And he said, and every time we're here at the same time, you always ask me the same question. How are you going? How's your day? And he said, and you know I'm going to complain about something, but you don't let it get to you. And I went, well, it's because it's your thoughts, your emotions and your feelings, and you're entitled to them. And who am I without your consent to change them or offer any advice at all? And he went, yes, that's why I like the interaction with you. And he said, because today I want to share with you something that happened on my way here. And he shared with me the story that because he walked to this cafe, he said as he left his home, you know, he dropped his keys. Like he was shutting his gate and he dropped his keys. And somebody walked by and said, good morning, and picked up his keys and gave them to him and walked off. They didn't even wait for a thank you, how are you, anything. They just walked off. And he said, then he walked up a bit further and his hat blew off. Like it was a bit of a wind. And he said, I was standing there, like, as you know, I've dropped my keys and I'm annoyed with that. And he said, then my hat blew off and I was annoyed with that. And he said, but where the hat landed, there was a couple of young kids walking by. So they stopped, they pick up the hat, and they said, excuse me, sir, is this your hat? And they gave it back to him. They said, you have a good day. And he just went, right, thank you. And he said, you know, I'm still like, well, of course, this is just typical of my life and my day and everything happens. And he said, but I started to notice that people just smiled. People just, they didn't expect anything from me. They were just like, here's your hat, have a good day, you know, here's your keys. And they just kept going on about their life. They didn't wait. They didn't wait for anything. They had no expectation. He said, then I get here and the waitress says, would you like your usual table? And I hope that you're having a great day. And he said, I went to complain. And he goes, and I know, I complain. He goes, I went to say, oh, I dropped my keys and did this. He goes, but no, I wanted to wait. And if you came in, I was going to share the story with you because it was a positive one. And I said to him, and how do you feel? And he goes, oh, I feel different. That's for sure. And I said, that's great. Yes. And he said, well, I don't know yet because it's different. And then he said to me, what are you having to eat today? And I said, oh, I'll probably give this particular meal a go. And he goes, you know what? I think I might give that a go as well. And I said, oh, so you're open for change, up for a change, something different. And he said, yes. He said, I'll give it a go. And he sat and then he said to me, I see you're writing books and I see you're on your computer all the time and then your phone's ringing and it's constantly interrupting your meal. And I said, oh, it's actually a positive thing for me because I'm more creative when I sit here and I'm kind of around people. It's a bit of a space that I get a lot of work done. But yeah. And he said to me at the end of it, he goes, you know what? Thank you for allowing me to be me. And by you being you, I'm opening up to a little bit of change. And just maybe I'll meet another person that is going to continue along my journey of being a little more pleasant when I speak to people. And I was a little shy in what I wanted to say, because I'm like, this is his life. If he wants to be short and sharp with his responses and not interact with people, then that's okay. He's allowed to be that way. As long as he's not completely rude to people in the service industry, then that's fine. But over a period of time, he started to reflect. He started to notice that he was feeling different when he stopped and had politeness with other people and their energy and their expectation of him. Now, to round this story up, I learned that he had been through a horrible experience. He had gone through torture. He had gone through marriage breakup. He'd gone through losing a child. He had been, his story was like one of those you go, wow, like, oh my gosh, it's okay for you to be a bit, you know, firm and stern and protective. And he said, I never used to be like this. And he said, so maybe I'm starting to connect back to the old me. But he said, I realized that stress and tension were part of my life for so long that I didn't know any better than to just be angry and mad and, like, just leave me alone. And he went through, you know, a breakdown because of the situations that he'd gone through and the whole, I just have to tough it out attitude. And I share this story with you because everybody is different, and burnout and self-care are things that we often, burnout occurs because we've put self-care last, and we give and give and give to other people, and we show up and we do our best because of expectations, whatever they are, workplace, family, our own expectations of ourselves. And we keep going and going and going, but sometimes it's not until we see a scenario or people treat us differently without any other reason than that's just who they are. And a little bit of support or a little less judgment can make the world of difference. So take care of you. Have strategies in place that support you as a person. Stand up and do things that help your body be the best it can be within its own capabilities, whatever they are. Be uniquely you and love who you are, and come from a place of gratitude. No matter what is going on, there is always one point of gratitude that you can start with. I see it and I hear it when I talk to people who are homeless. You know, I talk to a lot of people. I listen to their story, and some of the people who I have met and have incredible stories of even heartbreak, like this gentleman that I just shared with you, can still find a moment of gratitude and a moment of awareness, a moment of taking care of them and noticing that if I do this, life is a little better. So take care of you. Do your best to support other people in a positive way. Have some gratitude and identify your early signs of burnout and take some action to get the right support from the right people to help minimize them, to help get through the other side, because burnout can be extremely debilitating. So it's very, very important that you get the right professional help. Wow. What a session, hey? What a show. So just to give you some information, next week we are aiming to have the 5 shows a week. We're going to give that a go. As I said, I'm speaking with some musicians and artists to see if I can get some music for the show and share some artists that are out there, wanting to be seen, wanting to sell albums. And it'll be a variety of music, right? Like, we're all about variety. We're all about like giving people an opportunity to be seen and heard as well, because everybody's got a story. Everybody's got an experience. And for some people, they can't share their story, but they know that it will help others. And for some people, their story is in music. We've got an incredible lady that I've known for many, many years, Constance Jordan. She's going to be doing one of the shows with us. Constance is in Ireland. So we're going to give that transatlantic show a go. We've got some of the writers from our Connect and Grow magazine. We're going to start lining them up to come on once a month, share around nutrition, mindset, setting goals, and also fitness. So they'll be on once a month, on different shows. And then we're open to having conversations with businesses or artists, it could be authors, just to come on the show and share about what you do and share about who you are. And somebody reached out and said to me, "Oh, I can get a lineup of celebrities for your events." And I'm like, the celebrities are the everyday people. I don't need celebrities as such at my events or on my show. What we're after is supporting the person that is out there and giving it a go to the best of their ability. And it is a judgment-free zone. So for those of you that have listened today, thank you so much for listening. The show's gone on a little bit longer. We're just going to get better and better. I'd love you to share and follow. And yeah, just let other people know about the show. That would be awesome. All right, we're going to go out on our song that I try to have at the start as well. And then very soon we'll be bringing on our break-free song that we'll take you out on as well each show. Thank you for listening. You've been amazing. I've loved the feedback and interaction today. Keep shining, being bright for you. If you want to check us out, our website is breakfreeconsultancy.com.